Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I described the imploding Greek debt situation, where the Greek government owes more than $3 billion of loan payments and interest this month, but cannot pay any of it. This puts $100 billion of Greek government debt and more than $1 trillion of related credit default swap derivatives involving central banks and major European and U.S. banks at risk of loss. To listen to this program, go to the archives of my commentaries on this station posted online at 1320wils.com. As I warned, this isn't the only current global financial crisis you are not hearing about. Austria was a fiscally stronger member of the European Union. Not now. The Austrian government nationalized the failed Hypo Alpe Adria Bank International and had already pumped in more than $6 billion covering bad loans carried on the bank's books at full face value. A month ago, Austria's banking regulator announced that it would not cover further losses. There still remain possibly $10 billion in bad loan losses, which will be absorbed by the bank's creditors. Part of the problem is that Austrian banks and homebuyers took out loans and mortgages in Swiss francs because of lower interest rates. When the Swiss National Bank ended the fixed peg exchange rate between the franc and the euro, the franc soared in value. This left banks in trouble, derivatives at risk of default, and homeowners owing more than their homes were worth. Now the Pfandbrief Bank Österreich Bank in Austria is in trouble. It owes $650 million in June that it cannot pay. The Austrian state of Carinthia is one of the guarantors of this debt, but officials there have stated that it cannot and will not honor this guarantee. The financial collapse of Austria is developing quickly. Then there is the Ukraine, which owes billions to Russia this year in loan repayments, but has no assets to do so. With the current military conflict, Russia has no incentive to renegotiate repayment terms. There are more current global financial crises, but between Greece, Austria, and the Ukraine, these problems could bring down the world's financial system this year, all because the politicians are afraid to do the right things. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.